Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
We want to hear the lengths you've gone for love.
Uh-oh.
Has anybody in this room done anything stupid to try to win somebody back?
Win back. Someone back, no.
Or to try to win someone in general. I mean, it can be, lengths for love to me is like, I really dig that girl and I do anything. You try to like I've known people who, I've talked about them before, I call them adapters.
I was just going to say, I think I'm low-key one of them.
What is that?
So I knew this girl when I met her. She was a roommate of who would eventually become one of my ex-wives. And she was like sedentary as hell, sat around on the couch, whatever. And then she saw this boy that she really liked, kind of figured out that he was an avid like Lance Armstrong level cyclist. So she bought the spandex. She bought a Cannondale bike, started, learned to clip in, like rode her bike 50, 60 miles a day.
Dang.
To get with this dude.
And did that end up happening?
Oh, yeah. They got together.
Wow.
Once he figured out that she was sort of an imposter in the biker community, he was not thrilled.
But, oh, wow.
Because it's not.
There's a fine line, because as someone who dabbled in cycling recently.
I did the exact same thing I'm talking about.
Yes, with Navy.
You psychopath.
You bought Cannondales.
No, I didn't buy anything, but I got interested and I started to learn about it because I knew that that was
a
passion of his. So I was just wondering.
Did you have the big
but I didn't get anything. No, I didn't. Did I
have only one testicle as a result of.
Yes. I wear my Livestrong bracelet all the time.
And does this help that you hooked up and this worked? Or you?
No, it did not work.
Oh, okay.
But here's the thing.
He was way faster.
I think he's halfway up I-70 right now. I think here's the difference. I think if you're dating somebody and then you slowly adapt to them, that's one kind of length for love.
Yeah.
But if you jumped on board with a hobby to try to woo them.
Yeah.
That's gross.
Desperation.
Like, you're gross.
Yeah.
Especially cycling.
I know.
Do I ride a Peloton now? Yeah.
No wonder you can't catch him.
I'm steady.
The other one that I'm reminded of, and I've said this one before, so forgive me if you've heard it in the room, but there was a time where my singer in the band was...
Dang, he got, oh my gosh.
He was so into this girl, and they were together, and then they broke up, and he wanted to win her back, so he wrote her a song, and then he went into a recording studio and used the bank of hours that we had to record our stuff, and recorded
his one song?
Solo homage to her, because I remember her contacting me, and we went out to talk to On the Border, and she's like, did you hear the song? And I'm like, what song? She's like, oh, he made a song. And I'm like, how did he?
Wait a second.
Did we? And so I called our studio and was like, do we have any time hours left? And they're like, no.
In fact, you owe us.
They're like, yeah, you owe us about $40,000.
Did it work, though?
No.
Oh. Oh, man.
No.
I was going to say, anytime you're having conversations with somebody else about, like, your relationship, I've been that brought back a lot of flashbacks.
Yeah.
It's like, so have you, like, heard from her? And they're like, brother, just let it go.
Let it go.
If you're asking me, you're not dating. Exactly. I'm just letting you know that, yes, I've heard from her. She makes weird little sounds, but she's really excited.
Stop it.
All right, so if you've done something drastic in the name of love, we call it Links for Love. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
When I was a freshman in high school, I went to Disney World. The marching band got to go to Disney World, and the girl I was dating at the time was not in the marching band, so we were like a week apart, you know, and when you're like 15 or whatever, it's like the worst thing in the world. So at one of the gift shops, I got her the giant lollipops that they have. They sell, they're ungodly. I don't even know. They're like 2 feet. Just a huge thing, and I had to bring it back on the bus with the entire marching band, and I was a freshman, and got made fun. And they're like, "Well, yeah, where are you gonna put that?" And I was like, "Maybe if we could all squeeze our bags together."
Oh my god!
Yeah,
did it work?
No, not really. It's way too big to even eat. Like, I don't know what you even do with
it. No one squeezed their bags together.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Did you bring it back in one piece?
I did.
Though?
I brought it back in one piece, and she was just kind of like, okay, thanks. Like,
yeah, big lollipop.
Yeah.
And in your brain, she was going to go, big lollipop, please take your pants off.
Something like that. Yeah.
Somewhere in the wheelhouse of like, yeah. Lollipop is my trigger. Yeah.
My brain wasn't fully formed yet at 15.
There's somebody who wrote in saying the guy sent her $700 on Venmo.
Someone could easily.
I mean, I
could
find any of you on Venmo. Would that get you there where it's like, just a big heart and like, here's $700?
It would definitely make me like, oh, I'm interested.
$700? What a
I would take $100.
It is kind of a random number, isn't it?
Here's the thing.
I would take a poke on Facebook. Thinking about you. Like,
or just a lollipop emoji. You send in your lollipop emojis. What's T-Hack? What's your handle on Insta?
T-Hack is whack.
Okay, yeah. Send lollipop emojis to that. Aaron, what's your Venmo? Do not start it! Aaron's like got an OnlyFans account right now. All right, so if you've done something stupid in the name of love, we call it Links for Love. We want to hear yours. 303-222-5423.
Got a story? We want to hear it. 303-222-5423.
If you can't call us, text us what you think at 51059.
Slacker and Steve.
On Alice 1059.
We're looking for people who have gone to great lengths for love.
Oh, for love.
Ryan.
Yai.
Links for love. What do you do?
So it wasn't me. It's my now wife, actually. When we were in high school dating, well, we had split up for a little bit, you know, like high school kids do. Mm-hmm. I was out with some friends one night, and I came home. My room was in the basement, and so it was really dark. And I just laid in bed and happened to lay on top of my wife. She had snuck into my room because I blocked her phone number, and she just needed to see me, so she waited in my room all night until I got home and scared the
She scaled
soul out
the
of my body.
Outside walls, got through like the security systems.
Whoa.
And
all of that.
And
it worked.
You came home a little tipsy and you're like, oh look, a naked girl. Was she naked?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd do it.
I hope it's my girlfriend.
Yeah, and then you ended up marrying her.
Yes.
That was very effective. Ladies, if you're listening.
My soul left my body.
Yeah.
So when because I didn't know it was her. It was just pitch. I just laid down. I'm like, who's this?
That'd be a little weird. Wow.
Hello. It's not even my birthday. That's a great one. Thank you for the call, man. Lizzie.
Yay.
Lengths for love. What'd you do for love?
This was kind of extreme, you guys. I got my ex-boyfriend's name tattooed on my neck.
On your neck?
Was this it? Yes. Oh, my God. What's his name? How long is it?
Luckily, it's just three letters. It's Joe.
Okay.
Joe, he needs to take me back. I did that for him.
Hold on. Did you do it while things were good in the relationship?
Oh, no.
Or did you do it as a desperate attempt to save the relationship?
The second.
Oh, God! I mean, I can see being blinded by love and going ahead and getting...
Job.
I mean, but just like... Can you imagine if you're like dating someone named Elizabeth and you're like, can I just call you Eliza, Eli,
Liz, just Liz,
Liz. But like Joe is not bad and you can probably turn it into something else.
Okay.
We can have our buddy Birdman come in and give you some neck tattoo ideas. So, okay. So now you're just walking around with a Joe tattoo and then just hitting on everybody with Joe in their name.
Yeah. I guess if maybe I need to meet a Joel at an L.
Did you? Yeah, if you meet a Joel or a Joey, you can just add a letter.
Yeah, or Joey.
So you, when you did it, was that, did he just look at you like you were pathetic? Mm. Yeah, what was it like when you showed him your artwork?
Yeah, he was, it wasn't the reaction I was hoping for, obviously.
Clearly. All right. Thank you for the call, Lizzie. Mandy.
Hi.
Yeah, Lengths for Love. What'd you do?
I did it.
What'd you do?
Hi. Yeah. So I am a professional trumpet player and my husband is a professional drummer. But back when we were like 16, 17, marching this thing called drum corps, I, every time he was in a better drum corps than me. So every few shows, there was barely any shows that we went to that were at the same time. But instead of going to watch the horns, like I'm a horn player, I went to the drum line and stared at him because I thought it was the hottest thing I'd ever seen. And he thought it was cute. We did it for a little while, broke up. Long story short, I moved out to Colorado here because I'm from San Diego. Moved out here, and now we're married with a kid.
Wait, okay.
So did he end up stalking you at the end?
Yeah,
after he's like, I miss you watching me drum.
Yeah. Well, he actually, come to find out, he thought it was cute and thought I thought it was a stalker, but I would just go to the drumline warm up because I knew he was there and he was smoking. And so he would come up and like we would chat for a little bit, but the shows are so timely that like we wouldn't have a chance to really chat. And this is before social media, phones, anything.
Yeah, no, you had to stand there and watch him
drum, and he watched you horn.
Yeah. Yeah. Band nerds.
Yeah, exactly. Band nerds unite. Yeah, exactly.
No, it is really touching when band nerds get together. Thank you for the call. I slept with a flute player. So.
You did? Not a
I did.
It
no,
was
yeah, no.
It wasn't a flute.
No, it was
third chair, too.
She was not first chair. For sure. You can never get the first chair.
You can't nail the first
chair. Yeah, no. It's not a chance. Antonio.
Yai.
Links for Love, what'd you do?
So I was a performer. I performed across states. And I was doing a drag show in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And I met my fiancé there. So this is about him. And we met there, and then a month later, he had me move down there, and we've been together for 7 years, and we'll be getting married here in July.
So you're talking actual length. You moved all the way to New Mexico.
About 400 miles, yes.
Yeah, that's a real legitimate length.
Yeah, that's something.
Slacker and Steve.
I got a question for the room, and it's going to be kind of...
Do you have a question for the room or the people in the room?
The people in the room. No, for the room. And
for
if
the room itself.
Here, if you
hello,
want to
walls.
Respond,
hello.
Okay, yes.
Okay.
So I'm going to describe something, and I hope I don't get down to the weeds and gets all murky and stuff, but I have a question.
Okay.
Can I use you as an example?
Please, if it involves, because you know what you do to me?
You're
almost
about,
constantly, you're like, so you're there with your wife, and I'm like, don't have one of those.
You're right, and I was about
so
to do
So stop,
it
you were going to do that again?
T-Act. I know,
Jesus, it's like I've been divorced forever now.
You're back out here.
By the
so
way,
doing...
can I just say this? Yeah. Where was I? Oh, I went to a radio event. So it's like, it was for a salesperson who no longer works here, and they had like an event.
A soiree.
It was like a little soiree thing.
Yeah.
And there was all radio people there. And they're like, oh my God, still listen to your show, even though I work for the competition across the street, blah, 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 blah. And then it started, like, somebody said, oh, are you divorced? And I'm like, yeah, for a bit now. And they're like, no, no, no. I swear, I heard, I was listening to the show just the other day. And you're not mentioning it. I'm like, no. The problem is that Steve constantly goes, Slacker, you and your wife are on your way out. I'm like, what are we, in a time machine? People text us all the time. We are playing an old show. It's like, no, still, Steve still thinks it's 2018 and I'm still married.
You're right.
But it's,
and I just about did it.
Not
again
married.
I know.
Everyone, hey, everyone.
Yeah, you're back out here. Yeah. So
no, it's not about me being back out there. It's about the confusion of me standing there in the middle of Junction Food Hall. Everybody's like, what? I just heard the show yesterday. Steve was talking about your wife. I know. Anyway.
T-Hack.
We've run out of time.
Okay. My wife is intact.
Give it time, my friend.
Let's say, okay, Angie, you married Angie. Let's say that she had kids from a prior relationship.
Okay.
Not even married, just kids prior relationship.
Okay.
And now you married her. You take in the kids. They're not yours. You're not adopting them. They're some other man's kids. But you're going to raise them because they're going to be in your house now. Let's say after
Are they in your house all the time, or is it shared custody, or does that matter?
That's a good question. About...
This is obviously a real scenario that you're trying to adopt into something else.
Yeah.
So you just know the kids are there... A lot of the time.
Okay.
Okay.
And you're paying for them and all that stuff.
Okay.
Let's say after a year, your relationship with her, the mom, just disintegrates.
Oh boy.
You divorce.
Mm.
They go their separate way. You move on. Maybe you get married again to somebody else. Those kids now, you were never their dad. You never adopted them. You legally owe them nothing. But can those kids go? But. You divorced their mom, but not the kids. Does that make any sense? So if those kids come back and go, hey, I need $50, or hey, can I live with you for the summer? Or they're not.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. So, or like, would I still go to their games or
yes,
something?
Yes, and stuff like that.
How long were they married?
Okay, does that the time does come
sort
in.
Of. I mean, if I'm just with somebody, I've dated somebody with kids.
Yes, and I have too.
But we didn't date long enough. I met the kids.
Okay, that's huge.
But we didn't date long enough for me to feel like, but if we were going to family dinners and stuff, it's just like, I know this is a bad analogy, but like if we're together and you have friends and I have friends and then we've combined our friend group and then when we break up, some of those friends stay my friends.
Yes.
And just because me and that woman don't get along anymore, those kids, for lack of a better word, they're not my friends, but like I raised them like they were my kids for a little while. And now that I think you're the scum of the earth and I don't want to be married to you anymore.
Okay. That doesn't affect your relationship with the kids.
And it's almost worse that then I would go like, well, I don't like your mom anymore, so F off. You know what I mean? The kids don't understand. They're like, but you were my dad yesterday.
Right.
So you in your head, you're like, sorry, man, it was a package deal. Your mom screwed up, so I'm not going to be with you anymore either.
It was a package deal that I had to, not had to, but I wanted to raise you. That's a package deal with your mom. But now that I went south, that's another package deal that we're no longer, or are we? I guess I don't know what I'm asking.
Yeah, is it a package deal to break up as well?
Yes.
Like you take on both, but now if you're breaking up, you're breaking off both?
It's like T-Yak, you said, I would go to these kids' plays or their production, whatever.
Yeah. Well, depending on what it is.
Yes.
Not a play. Maybe a...
And are they the lead? Or
they're just a tree.
I mean, it's not my kid.
I don't...
Well, it also depends on the previous relationship with the father, because if they don't have a father figure, I would absolutely want to say that because that's very important to a kid.
Okay.
have a family member who married a woman who had a kid.
Yes, okay.
They had a couple kids together.
Yes.
They got a divorce.
Okay.
He raised all three kids after the divorce. Even though that first one was not his. Because
you became
they
a
lived
family.
Together long enough and it's like, that kid's like, those are my brothers. And so it's like, you can't go, yep, but sorry, you're not mine. Like, the kid doesn't understand that.
But why?
You can. You absolutely can.
That would make you a D-bag.
Yes, which is what this lesson has been brought to you by.
But if you're saying that makes you a D, then are you saying, so you better not date a woman with kids because you're signing up for life?
I think
because
you can't
break up with her. Like,
good.
You need to be prepared to be in those kids' life for forever. if you are going into a relationship knowing that someone has kids.
You do.
You have to be ready to be there for
the
forever.
The second you guys move
whether
in.
Whether or not you're romantically with the mom.
Yeah.
But let's say after 3 months, it implodes.
No, then no.
Then 3 months, no.
So no, but as soon as you start raising the child.
That could be after 6 days.
But that 6 days, that kid's not feeling. You know when that kid
is attached.
Like, you're walking through Elitch's, and you're walking through, like, the House of Mirrors or whatever, and they grab your hand. That's your kid, man.
Mm-hmm.
You're that kid looks at you as a male influence in their life, and if you don't like that mom anymore, sorry, you imprinted a male role onto that kid, and if you're going to now go, that means nothing to me because I'm not getting the pooty from the mom anymore.
Right.
I can't. You're an a-hole.
To like, who?
To the planet Earth. Like, you have to accept responsibility. Sometimes it's from Jerry Maguire. You're shoplifting the pooty, man. You like, if you're with her and you know the kids come with it, you can't then just make a withdrawal from like that. You don't get to like.
But what
say,
about the original dad? Like their actual dad who's not in the picture anymore. Like he's. You're kind of saying he's getting off scot-free. Now it's my responsibility coming in late.
You came in and made an impression. Like, you can't control that relationship, but you became a father figure to that kid. You gotta stick with that.
For the rest of that kid's our lives.
Or until they feel like she starts dating another dude, and that guy kind of takes over, and you kind of fade, you got a white shadow. Like, you're going to go back into the... Sorry, it's from Turbo. I don't know why everything's a movie
I'm
reference
so
to me today.
I'm so confused with all of the movies.
If you Grandpa Simpson back into the bushes. Okay, right. Or is that,
that
Homer?
That was Homer.
Homer, sorry.
I get that
if you do that, and the kid's okay with it, but you don't get to decide. The kid decides.
There it is. That's there's something
if that
wrong.
Kid looks to you like a father, no, if you put yourself up as a father, and then you're not with her anymore, you're still the father.
Because
you
I
just are.
I didn't divorce the kids. I divorced the.
You did. If you put yourself.
Do you? Are you parenting someone?
Oh my God!
I want to avoid any scenario that I can.
Slacker and Steve.
105.9. Slacker and Steve are now anywhere you are.
Anytime you want.
Wherever you go. Listening on the app is so easy. I listen anytime I want now.
Take the guys with you on the go with the free Odyssey app.
Download now in the App Store or from Google Play.
I listen every day.
Alice 105.9.
This is going to be very hard for me to say.
Is it anti-disestablishmentarianism?
No, even harder.
Okay.
I think Steve was right about something.
Wait, who, what?
We've given you a lot of leeway on this show where you can just kind of come in and like say whatever you want to say and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of those things. Maybe we should have a conversation before we were on the air because we don't want to feed the animals in that way. Okay. We don't want to give him the impression that he's right.
Well,
ever.
Some guy I know might have been right.
Do tell, T.M.
So recently I was at my wife's grandmother's funeral. She was 96. She passed away. Rest in peace, Nanny.
Okay.
We were there, and it was an emotional weekend for all of us, for my wife, obviously, because it was her grandmother, but also for me because it was the first time that, like, I went to something and we were the family. Does that make sense? Like, I've always been the kid. Like, I've gone with my parents to stuff.
Oh,
like, funerals,
okay.
Family events. I'm always the kid. But this was the first time, like, I had my wife and my kids there. And so I'm one of the adults now. And, we're the family. Does that make sense at all? Like, it was the first time.
Does that feel weird to you?
It did. Yeah. I didn't, like, realize that until we were there and people were coming up and talking to us. All the adults. And I'm like, why aren't the kids talking to me? Like, oh, I'm not a kid.
Oh, my God. That I do kind of remember.
Think, yeah.
Yeah. I remember the first time I went to a Thanksgiving and they had that separate little card tables set up. And I just kind of went and bellied up to it. And they're like, what are you doing? I was like, what? And like, you and your wife can come over on the big table. You're 35 years old, man. Yeah. We've graduated.
And I got to do the move for the first time that I saw my dad do all the years growing up in church where you get up to go to communion and then the husband steps out and he takes a step back, lets the family go first.
You let them go.
And I would always pass my dad because he was, you know, we would both step. And this, I got to do it. I got to step aside, let my family go. So it was interesting. So part of it, that was emotional, but also just the service was emotional as we're sitting there. And, you know, I'm sitting by my wife and I'm I've got a hand on her back, on her arm, like trying to comfort her. And there's a couple times she's getting pretty misty-eyed. And I realized I need a handkerchief. I need a handkerchief.
No, you don't.
To give to her.
No, you don't.
Because she's, I cannot
you
help her more.
You want to give her a used snot rag?
No.
That's vile.
No, it'd be fresh
a fresh
and clean.
No.
Because he
no.
would use it. He, no. he carries it for her.
Time yeah, out. So she can use it once and then it's used and old.
Yeah, no. Yeah,
I would just throw it away then.
Hold up. But can we get to the part where Steve's right? So Steve has suggested getting a handkerchief?
He's been a proponent of the handkerchiefs. It's the gentlemanly way, he's told me. It's
okay,
the it's
Steve,
etiquette.
Hand me a handkerchief right now.
Oh, it's in my suit. It's my blazer.
Which I was wearing a suit.
Oh, my God. You don't really... Do you really believe in the handkerchief?
I do. And the number one reason why men carry a handkerchief back in the day is for ladies.
Back in the day.
Way back in the day. Is for because mm-hmm. you might... cry or
yeah now they make like little packs of Kleenexes
yeah, little
that
baby
have
packs.
Like six and that's all you need you don't need a
yeah I carry those around yeah. when there's a potential for crying
to hand to a lady
or, Steve or I don't know if you own. Know this but ever since the time when men were carrying handkerchiefs mm-hmm. we've moved past that and also men can cry now too.
Okay no I've never seen a man pull out his own handkerchief and blot his own tears.
First off, a man should not have a handkerchief, period.
For the ladies.
I remember my father, maybe it was my grandfather, always had one. No, that was hot dogs. Well, he had hot dogs and a handkerchief
in the same
pot. In the
Can
same
you
pot.
Imagine
not a lie.
At a funeral just being handed a hot dog?
Don't have to imagine it, Aaron. Not a lie. It's Abby. Been done
oh
to me.
Oh, my God.
Where it's like I was crying, you just hit me in the face with a hot dog.
Oh, my God.
I think it was a hot dog.
You're hoping it's a hot dog.
It's better than the most of the funeral food they have for the luncheon afterwards.
But T-Hack, I like the fact that you paused and you thought about it and went, you know what? I should have
had some. I should have been at least prepared with the Kleenexes, so I dropped the ball there. But even a handkerchief, I think, would be kind of a baller move
it was
to pull out and go, shh.
I follow.
You know?
Yes. I think here's what I need. Let's take a little tech survey. If you're a female and the first word that comes to your mind is as a boy hands you a cutout piece of, like, chamois that he no longer uses on his car to dry it.
At your grandmother's funeral.
At your grandmother's funeral. If the first word you think of is baller, please text the word baller to 51059.
Okay.
If it's some other word like loser,
no.
Yeah, like gentleman. Kleenex.
Yeah. It's shot caller, maybe.
And I like the fact that the first word is shush, honey, shush.
Yeah.
I
mean, first, try to get her to quell the emotion that she's feeling. Put a hand over her mouth.
Okay, you don't do that.
You have two different rags, one with chloroform to calm her, and the other one's just empty in case she continues to cry.
And he's a snot rag.
Yes.
Yes.
Text the word baller.
Yes.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
I don't think I can contribute to this conversation.
Buddy,
do not put your arms out.
Can you carry me?
Isn't it kind of sad to think about, though? Like, there was one time where it was your last time being picked up by your parents and you didn't know.
That's right. You should have milked it.
That's so sad.
I know.
Well, okay.
Take advantage of that.
For some reason, what we're talking about right now is what you... Is there two schools? It's like, what do you miss about being a kid?
Mm-hmm.
And what do you hate about being an adult?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll take either. They go hand in hand. Just like perhaps the last time you held hands with...
You can still hold hands with your kid, well, even as they're older. You can hold hands.
But do you?
I can hold hands with you right now.
Only but do you? Your kids have to initiate the hand. You can't reach out.
Of course I can. No. Why couldn't I?
No, because you look bad when they deny
it. If we're...
What?
If we're trying to cross the street in Chicago, I'm going to grab their hand.
They're in high school.
Doesn't matter. I'm still going to grab their hand.
No, you got to stop.
I would grab your hand because you're kind of an idiot. So, all right, give us an example of what we're talking about. Like, what do you miss about?
Making friends. It was so easy to make friends as a kid, but you can't, as an adult, walk up to someone in a bar and be like,
you
I don't
can.
Know.
People do it all the time.
If you had a dragon, what color would it be? Like, you can't do that.
Right. That's
really what you would say when
no,
you were a kid?
No, I don't know. I would try to. Color? I would point out my light-up shoes, but I can't wear those either.
I have Lightning McQueen light-up Crocs.
Oh, we're besties.
Do you have the Mater ones?
I don't have Mater. Mm. I want Mater. Like, I didn't know Mater was a possibility.
You hated Mater in the second one. It was all Mater.
The second movie being all about Mater was terrible.
Yeah.
It was like, Mater is a spice, not an entree.
Nice.
And when you made him the entree, I was just like,
just too much.
This restaurant sucks.
Yeah.
We didn't have any lingering questions about Mater after the first film.
I didn't need a whole movie about him, for sure.
Yeah. I think Aaron's right, though, because whenever we go to the park with my son and there will be other kids there, he'll go, look, there's a friend here. Like, he just calls them like, oh, a friend. It doesn't even occur to him that, like, oh, I have to meet the person, I have to introduce, just like, that's a friend. Where I'm like, that's another person, I'm never talking to them. Obviously, I'm going to leave. Someone already here.
Oh, I never thought of
that. I agree. I do agree with that.
Wait, if your kid goes out and makes a friend, you're automatically friends with that kid's parents.
You don't have to be, as long as you can try to. They can just be friends for the day.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's like.
You give the nice little wave to the other parent.
Don't come over. Yeah.
Oh, it's like an understanding.
Yeah, I don't want to know you. You don't want to know me.
And you're back to your phones.
Yep. Back to what you were doing.
That's so
But I've been to, like, I've sat, like, at the bar at Ocean Prime by the station or whatever, and I'll go over there, and there is, like, a Leo there who's like, sits down next to you and is like, what color would your dragon be? And you're like, I don't think
Leo would ask that question.
Well, you know what I'm saying? They're just somebody just like...
Who does go to bars a lot, though.
But they're like, what's good on the menu? And I'm like, I don't know.
Dragon?
Like, I don't... I'm here to drink. Like, what do we... Like, I don't go to make friends.
Yeah.
But I get... Okay, so that's one thing. Steve's is you miss being carried.
Yeah. Remember, you don't have to walk anywhere. Your kids would just... Or your parents
so
would
that's,
just...
So you've got the vast universe of anything in the world to choose from.
Yeah.
Of what do you miss about being a kid? And it's not paying taxes, it's not having responsibilities, or the sheer amount of time, like, you probably don't go through this, the sheer amount of brain activity that I have devoted to food.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I just walked in and something was on a plate.
You're right.
I just walked, it was like,
you didn't question it, you have to worry about it.
Nothing.
It was always there for
you. No, right.
You.
I'm like, oh, God, what does Noah want tonight? Do I have to go get it? Do I have to stop somewhere? Do I have to, like,
prepare it. You got to do all this. So short work.
But out of all those things, you just want to be picked up.
I think that actually we could dive deep into this. And, like, that's some
you
childhood trauma. No.
Oh.
I'm good.
I don't want to be carried.
Be closer to your parents. Have them pick you up and love you and hug you. And
there's childhood trauma we need to unpack. For sure.
I never had that.
Trauma.
Just the nanny. I remember the nanny carrying me around. My parents just let any old person pick me up. I even had a sign on me that said free. I don't know what that meant.
And dude, when you got picked up, you could sleep right there. You could do anything. And then you wake up, you're in bed out of nowhere. It's just
all
so
right,
cool.
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to try to get you guys to call with better answers than we've had so far.
Carry me.
What do you hate about being an adult, or what do you miss
carry
about
my kids?
What do you miss about being
also
a kid?
What color would your dragon be?
Yes. Oh my God. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
I get a lot of this because I see my son all the time. He watches TV and he dances and he sings and stuff, like, and he's just standing on the couch. And I want to stand on the couch. But every time I get my knees on the couch, I'm like, feet off the couch. What are you? But then he's standing,
so
jumping
that's what
around.
You want
kinda, to be on, yeah. You, I just want to be free. to just
treat
the furniture how I want to treat it. You know, maybe
there's never a time when like Ange takes the kids like somewhere and you can just. Go risky business.
She'll know somehow.
She won't know. Just get him on the couch, bro.
I don't know. I don't know. Or even just like laying in the chair, like upside down. He does that kind of stuff a lot. And I feel like they would think I have a drinking problem or something if they came in and saw me. Sitting like, it just looks cool.
They'll take your kids away from
exactly.
It.
Do you want to come to my house and stand on my furniture?
I would love to, yeah.
Dance party at Slackers?
No. Yeah, but you have to just be wearing your underwear.
Okay.
And you
in a button down?
Yes. I want you to reenact the risky business.
Well, I've never worn clothes at your house before. I don't know why we'd change it now.
Good morning.
Thought you were going to say your knees like crack when you get on the couch.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, yeah, back pain.
That's what I don't like about being an adult.
What?
It's like I feel everything. Like
weather changes.
Yes. I never, being a kid, my parents would be like, well, it's going to snow tomorrow. I'm like, how do you know? You can just tell. You get some money. I'm like, you're so full of crap. And like a couple weeks ago, I'm like, oh, God.
We're getting about 2 feet. Let's get it.
My niece says it's live participation. Participation in the foothills. Getting stronger by the Palmer Divide.
Yes.
That's according to my hips.
Yeah, or just weather in general. Like when it snows now, it's like, oh, I got to go out and shovel. My son's just having the time of his life.
Yeah.
He's just in the way when I'm shoveling. Right. And I'm all of a sudden, I'm my dad. I'm like, get out of the way. I'm trying to shovel there.
Do you know what the other thing I really miss that we have never had since?
Have we said anything good about being an adult?
No. Well, I miss summer break.
Oh.
Yeah.
Don't you? God, you just take it for granted. Like after high school, I mean, because you and I didn't go to college, Steve, but it's like, that was it. It was like, now you got to do stuff.
No.
It's like June and your boss is like, come in. It's like, but it's summer.
Exactly.
I was like, I don't know. Still got to work, bro.
What?
What is summer?
That's dumb.
I want to be at the rec center. All right.
I don't know.
Positive?
I don't know.
If there's something
confused.
Positive about being an adult, I don't think we want that. What do you hate about being an adult? What do you miss about being a kid? 303-222-5423.
Tell us what you think. 303-222-5423.
If you can't call us, text us what you think at 51059.
Slacker and Steve.
On Alice 1059.
All right, so we've put a crew on this and we've been trying to pick Steve up.
I'm sorry, it's right.
Got a whole bunch of people. We're talking about what sucks about being an adult and what was great about being a kid.
And I love just being carried the whole time.
What you miss about being a kid. Steve just wants to be carried.
Yeah, come here.
So if you're some sort of, if Dwayne Johnson happens to be listening, can you come by and just pick Steve up?
You probably won't get me all the way.
And
either,
nuzzle him for a couple. Yeah, fall asleep on your neck.
That's gonna be cool.
It's the weirdest thing to miss, but I mean, I get it. Claire.
Yai, guys.
Yai. What do you miss or hate?
I hate being an adult, specifically in America, because the minute I open my mouth, people are like, oh my gosh, my great, 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 great grandfather was from England. And I'm like, we're not related. Shut up.
Yeah, having an accent, like adults have no filter when it comes to accents.
We've done it to Claire too. Like, oh, Claire, please just keep
speaking. Will you just read the phone book to me?
Yeah, stuff like that.
I've written down several passages I'd like you to say to me.
You do them slow and breathy.
I don't know why Americans in general have this inane need to find out where they're from. And if like there's any kind of English relative in their history, apparently I should know them.
Yeah. Did you know that my great-great-grandfather changed his name from Essex to what my last name is now? So the Essex were probably British. Did you know them?
Yeah, the Essexes.
Did you know any of the Essex at all?
Well, actually, that's a good thing because people from Essex we consider like really slummy. Like, oh, you're an Essex girl.
Oh. Do you know any Essex girls you can hook me up with? I'm looking for a good Essex girl. Thanks for the call, Claire. Christy?
Yay.
What sucks about being an adult, or what do you miss about being a kid?
I miss Saturday morning cartoons.
Yes.
You know, getting my bowl of cereal, sitting in front of the TV. It was so fun. And it's not paying bills.
It doesn't exist anymore. Like the kids, because you watch cartoons whenever. There's no Saturday morning cartoon. Yeah, Saturday morning, turn on the TV. It's like news shows or sports or whatever.
They're
it was a built-in babysitter. My parents were like, don't even get us up. Just go straight in.
Yes.
Pour yourself your own damn cereal.
Right, and camp.
Yep.
Oh, God, I loved it.
All morning long.
Oh, and they got progressively less violent or something. It's like, there was something about towards the end of the cartoons I wasn't as into it, but like, they were early in the morning, you got your Roadrunner beating the crap out of things, and like, and then by the end, it was like Winnie the Pooh. Stupid. I miss that a great deal. Thank you, Christy. Doug.
Yay!
What do you miss about being a kid or love about whatever? You know what we're doing.
No, there's nothing love about being an adult. Well, a year ago, I was reliving my childhood. I was playing hockey with a bunch of kids, and I dislocated my ankle and broke both bones in my lower leg. Let's just say I miss playing hockey.
Yeah, you miss, like, not...
Dang.
You miss being able to do athletic things without dire consequences.
Amen. Copays.
100%. I used to ski backwards with my hair on fire, and now I get off the lift and I'm like, I'll be at Stedman. God, it sucks. I hate it. Thank you for the call, man. Melissa.
Yay. How are you?
Well, we're good. What do you miss about being a kid?
I miss being able to throw myself on the ground and throw a major fit and nobody judging me, but judging everyone around me for it.
We try to do it here.
I'm just going to say, Steve does it well.
Slacker and Steve.
Steve has some kind words to say about the legacy of me.
Actually, I kind of do. There was this thing that came out. It's about what's your legacy. I said kind of.
Okay. Well, I'm like, I was kind of teeing you up to be mean to me.
I know, and I wanted to go there, and it would be so easy, but this time I can't, because when I took a little survey of the room, I'm trying to go, who is going to have a lasting legacy? When we all die and we're no longer here, who's going to kind of live on a little bit legacy-wise?
How would you guys think about dying? Just quick survey.
I can't wait to find out how it ends. Well, how about you guys?
Keep talking the way you talk, brother.
Are there other things to think about?
Do you really think?
Yeah.
You really do?
I do, yeah. I think about how I just don't want it to be too soon now that I have kids and stuff.
But you really think about, like, it almost never crosses my
really?
Mind.
Really?
Yeah. I think I keep it at bay. I don't want to think about it.
You know what?
I know it's going to happen.
What freaks me out about you two in the room, T Hack and Slacker, is because your parents, you're two human beings that will, without thought, if something is about to happen to one of your children, your wives, you guys will...
Well, children.
Children. You will not hesitate to trade in all this for that in a heartbeat. You won't even think about
it. It's really weird. Like, we say that, but I don't know that...
When it's go time, you will.
The second the hail was hitting us in Red Rocks, I mean, my coat was over my daughter's head, and I never even thought about it. It is a weird thing.
You are two human beings here in this room that will sacrifice their lives.
For sure.
Like that.
But I think you'd be surprised. I think Aaron would do it, too.
I think so.
Depends.
Nephew's kind of a D.
In a good way, but yes.
Yeah. He's got a sass mouth on him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you have mom qualities. You have mom instincts. So
yeah.
I think it depends, for sure. I think you would probably even do it for someone's dog. You would hold back and kick the dog and let them get...
I almost fought a pack of deer for one dog.
Shut up.
I'm not even joking.
I don't think we call them a pack. I think it's another word.
What is it?
Might be herd. A gaggle?
I don't know.
There's like five or six of them. It's a gaggle of geese.
A brace of...
It's a murder of crows.
It is. A pride of lions. Yeah.
Maybe it is a herd.
Do you know what's really fun?
It's called a herd.
It is called a herd?
It is, yeah. I've also almost fought a herd of deer just because I hate deer. they didn't actually do anything.
He's like going on the other side of the tracks. Hey, deer! We're trying to talk about legacies. Oh, God.
Oh, no.
We're trying to talk about legacies, and somehow we're now to a story about Aaron fighting deer. Yeah. Do tell. What happened?
Well, no, I was walking a dog, and like in this neighborhood, there's a lot of deer. And so like six of them started crossing in front of me. They knew I didn't belong in the neighborhood. They started walking towards me, like squaring up.
Hold up.
I'm not even joking.
They're like, they could tell they by the cut of your jib.
Yes.
Oh, you're not.
Yes.
She ain't from up here.
They were taping their hooves up. They were getting ready.
No, because there was a woman behind me with two sheepdogs, and I turned around and started walking the opposite direction. She went straight ahead, and they ran from her. Like, they knew I didn't belong.
Shut up.
I'm not
Deers
even joking.
Deers are not that smart.
They squared up to me. They literally turned and started walking towards me.
All right. They're just like, she's not a soch. Let's
so
get
I
her.
Thought about death a lot then.
Okay. So back to dying.
And back to legacy. Yeah, I was going to say, this is where I come into a compliment. Slacker was in a rock band years and years and years ago, but they put out many albums. So when Slacker and his band no longer exist on Earth, there's a little piece of Slacker that's still out there that's going to live.
Mm.
Now, I know you guys are having children, and you got in your mind, that's my legacy. I have a children. They're going to last.
But can I totally understand what you mean. You and Slacker have had a show together for 16 years?
17.
17?
Feels like longer.
Isn't that also like
I never thought
part of your legacy? This.
This? What? You don't think you have a legacy?
Yeah, I thought there's nothing that's going to live on like you have.
There's more Slacker and Steve audio on the interweb. You'd be hard pressed to find intense songs on the internet. I think I could release them on Spotify now, couldn't I?
Yeah, I think so.
I think so too.
Yeah.
But you have how many? Five albums?
No. We only put out like one album and an EP is all.
Oh,
we
I thought you
because we were in the process of putting out a second album when the airplane door hit.
That's right. Okay.
So,
to me, I thought, well, Slacker at least has a legacy.
I don't know that that's a legacy. What do people like? According to that survey, people want to be remembered.
Creativity.
Really?
Creatively, yeah. And that's what I'm thinking. I'm not.
I feel like this is weird to get all touchy feely right now. I feel like the stuff we've done at Children's is our legacy.
Ooh, okay.
Like that's $25 million or more right now.
Helped raise.
Like, yeah, we were a part of that.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's definitely not us. It's the people who listen to the radiothon or whatever, but like that's
we
a bigger.
We get the credit.
100% we take the credit. One year I even flew to Orlando and got a trophy.
That's
right. Oh my gosh.
You push kids. They're
like, yeah, I was like, well, step aside, kid. I'm coming through. I did big things. What's your so the rest of the room? Do you have a legacy, Aaron?
No, I don't think so.
I mean, you've
not yet. I'm working on
it. What do you want it to be?
I don't know. I'm working on it.
But your music, you're also musically inclined. You're a music major back in college. So
yeah,
I
but
always
not
thought that you would pursue something.
No, because I'm not like a trained musician.
Oh, okay.
She's more on the music business side, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hack, do you have a legacy?
Yeah, I guess it would be as a dad, as a father.
Yeah.
So you got to hope that one of your kids does something amazing.
So that I can
like my seed created the child that cured cancer or something.
See, that would be cool. That's huge.
I get, but what if he's just like a cool guy? That's not much of a legacy. Well,
I'm kind of a cool guy.
I created a kind of a cool guy.
Given what I've heard today, you take what you've got going with your hatred of Deers.
Okay.
And Aaron's like squaring off with Deers.
Yeah.
We start a new like fighting league, cage matches of people and deer.
That's terrible.
It's like the UFC of deer. It's the UFD.
Yeah. I don't know if it'd work. I wouldn't give anyone else a turn.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Never miss a minute of Slacker and Steve.
They're hilarious. I'm listening all day now.
I can listen at work.
Absolutely. We listen at home.
On the Odyssey app.
Listen on the go. Download the free Odyssey app from the App Store or from Google Play and take Slacker and Steve with you everywhere you go.
Get the app.
Alice 1059.
No, that's so judgy.
I am. I am not. I just, what I do, some days I just turn the mics on and let you hang yourself.
Basically,
you're literally talking trash.
Yeah, you're not supposed to.
3 seconds before we go on the air, and I'm like, here we are. Keep your trash talk mouth going.
I was just saying.
There's a study out about what your taste in movies says about your personality.
Yep.
And if you're my daughter, Mia, or anyone else who happens to like the horror genre,
oh, she's a horror,
Steve but... believes that you're adult. You're an idiot.
you can't suspend belief. You're easily duped. You're the one that
you
falls...
understand that the phrase is not suspend belief.
No, you're supposed to suspend belief. Anyway,
what's the phrase?
The phrase is suspend disbelief.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
When you watch a film, I'm looking at you, Aaron, because I can't make eye contact with idiot boy over there. Waving your arm is not, I know where you are in the room. I've chosen to not look at you.
Standing behind here.
When you watch a movie, like, this is what Steve's like. I watch Star Wars, and it doesn't make any sense that they have headphone cables, but they can fly at light speed. Yes. And I'm like, right. George Lucas was very much a futurist about the speed of the ship, just didn't picture Bluetooth.
Thank you.
It's like, we can fly faster than the speed of light, but I still need a cord to hear stuff.
3.5 floppy to get this thing started.
Exactly.
We'll probably improve on that, George.
When you watch a movie like that, you have to suspend your disbelief. You have to take the disbelief about the headphone cable and suspend that. That's what you do when you watch a movie.
Okay. Does Chewbacca ever need a haircut? Do you think? That's what I think the whole time. It's like, does he trim it to that length?
Do you understand? How many dogs have you owned in your life?
Two.
Okay.
The current ones I own.
And do they need trimmed?
No. They don't.
Because they're shedding dogs?
Kinda.
They're short haired.
Do you understand that there are dogs that shed?
Oh, here's Chewbacca.
And there are dogs that don't. The dogs that don't shed need trimmed.
Okay.
The dogs that do shed don't really need trimmed because they just shed their hair. So it would stand to reason. Oh my God!
I was unaware he was a dog.
Animals. Because, okay, deer. Like, is somebody out there trimming the deer, Tiak?
No, they're short hairs.
So.
Chewbacca? He has that big cone. Doesn't he wear the cone when he has to get groomed or something? Chewbacca.
Anyway, can everybody see it? I don't know if you can tell.
Oh, the vein? The vein?
No, one of my eyes are twitching super bad right now.
Oh, yeah.
Just finish what you were going to say about people.
Yeah, why is that?
Because Steve.
So
I'm T-Hack at this point.
You're both.
The horror people, like I said, you get duped. You send the money to that prince overseas or that type of person.
You're saying.
You get ripped off all the time. Because you believe in things that aren't believable.
What the actual study says, if you're a horror fan, you're outgoing. But Steve thinks you're easily duped.
Yeah.
Horror is probably one of the more realistic genres there is. There are people out there who just want to bury you.
Okay, but wait.
They just want to take a chainsaw to your face. I happen to be that person in your life.
That's already a movie, wasn't it?
We're getting lots of texts. People are agreeing.
Okay, so they're actually saying, like, you're
a loser.
You're an extrovert if you're into horror movies. You're drawn to action and horror films. but you're left bored by like game shows and news programs.
Oh, okay.
Like horror people are outgoing, which explains why you're not a horror fan, because no one's more caved in. You're almost a black hole.
That's why I like science fiction. It's
no,
like,
that's what you make fun of the most.
Oh, that's
you,
right.
You skipped over the one that you like.
You know what, people, science fiction, you people are easily duped. You're like the ones that send money to princes overseas with the horror.
You keep bringing that up, but I feel, have you done that?
Yes.
Have you gotten
yes.
an email or a text?
He's like, just wait. That Nigerian dude's going to be
Nigerian
on my doorstep
prince.
With a check.
His name was Roddenberry. I said as much as he needed.
Dude.
What?
So sci-fi people, we're also, so there's four genres to choose
sci-fi,
from.
Reality's not good enough for you sci-fi people, so you have to live in this weirdness of this cosmos.
Let me just throw out the four different things there
oh, yeah,
are
sorry,
for
yeah,
the
yeah,
people okay. listening so you can kind of hone in on what your genre is. There's horror. There's sci-fi. There's comedy. And then there's morons. I'm sorry. Rom-coms. I read it wrong.
No way. You're lady, women, you call women morons. They're the ones that fuel the rom. Aaron,
No, I'm a horror fan. You've seen more rom-coms than me.
You've seen more rom-coms than almost anyone.
No.
Yeah. Oh, good comeback, bro. What was that? No. Just no.
Women love rom-coms.
Well, it's interesting.
Oh my God, he did it again.
He did.
I cannot get him to stop doing it.
What? Do what?
What are they called?
The comedies.
What are they called?
I don't know. What you call
rom-coms.
Yes, thank you.
You say rom-com every
time. I say rom-com. Okay.
What do you call the people? Never mind. It's like the Renaissance Festival people.
Oh, the Renfenners.
Yeah, he says Renfen. It's Renaissance Fest. It's not Renaissance Festival. He's like, who's going to be a Ren fan? I'm like, Ren fan? It's Ren
no
Fest.
It sounds like a drug.
Maybe that's
oh my God.
Hopefully,
it's so
hoping.
Much better than Ozempic. I'm a Ren fan.
Really seems to be working, too. Anyway, and then, what was that for? The genre.
Okay,
yeah.
The genres are horror, rom-com,
yep.
sci-fi, and comedy. And we'll tell you what each one of them means if Steve survives the next few minutes.
Slacker and Steve. 1059.
What?
Nothing. I mean, what?
Do you do this for a living?
No, I really don't.
Oh, my God. How many? And we're back.
Hey, that helped.
Yeah, okay. We all hear the song, like,
I
ending.
Know.
And you're just over here. Blah. All right, so when Steve is done with his vowel movement, we'll get back to the movies and what they mean about your personality.
Yeah.
We've learned so far that if you're into horror, which Aaron is saying that's your number one.
No, maybe not my number one.
Because the genres we have to choose from are horror, rom-com, sci-fi, and comedy.
Yeah.
I know you like horror, but you like more... Aaron, I think you're more into the murder mystery. But
I
not...
like the true horror. I want to be scared as if someone is going to murder
me in real life. Right.
Not necessarily like Jason.
Have you watched American Nightmare?
No.
Okay,
yes? Maybe.
I don't know. I just started. It's not a horror movie. It's a documentary on Netflix. And it's like, I don't want to give anything away. I'm only on the second episode. And I don't know how many there are. But it's like, it starts with a dude like casually calling the police. I go in. Hey, some people came into my house last night and kidnapped my girlfriend.
Whoa.
And you're like,
why
no
are
emotion,
you so
whatever.
Chill about that?
And then like it's kind of freaky deaky, but then it like and the police are like, bro, we know you did it or whatever. And then all of a sudden, the girlfriend calls like they still have me, and you're like, oh God, he didn't do it. So I don't know how it ends yet.
Wow.
They eventually find her or something.
I
don't know the rest of it, but that's the kind of thing Aaron likes. It's
yeah.
the kind of
that
like
stuff.
True crime weirdness.
Yeah.
Do you ever just like leave your door unlocked?
No.
And just because that's
no.
like.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
You said you
want
to feel like in danger. That would be like.
I don't
want to. You just leave the whole door open.
Yeah. No. In fact, she's house sitting right now, my buddy Chad's house.
Yeah.
I make sure that those doors are locked.
The whole back of his house is doors. It's like the giant nano doors. So you could like, if you want to go in and kidnap Aaron, you could literally drive a car into the house.
I'm sure Chad would love to hear that.
I will
that is
give you
happen.
The address coming up next. Who does have a genre? We all know Steve, so we're not going to give him a choice.
I was...
Just real quick, I have rom-coms in my collection.
I'm sorry, what?
That when the ladies come over. That's
you have
like,
to say what the genre is?
Yeah, the comedies.
What kind
romantic
of
romantic comedies.
Okay, so say the shortened version of it.
The cons.
Say
He already got that part wrong.
Okay. Yeah, it's calm.
But I have some in my collection for the ladies.
It is the number one genre you ever talk about. If you're ever... Not a compliment. I personally think if I have to choose one of the four, I would be sci-fi. Which
that's
is
what
not,
I was
which
thinking,
is
too.
Unfortunate for me because I've already read what it means. T-Hack?
I would choose comedy, and I don't really agree with it. It says I have bags of energy.
Bags?
Yeah. That's not how it's stored.
How would you know?
You're
practically napping right now.
I just know that's not it.
Yeah, I don't.
But yeah, I don't.
By the way, Slacker, with next to sci-fi, what's the? It's a long word. Narcissistic traits? For the people that enjoy sci-fi?
That kind of sounds like something narcissistic. We were talking about T-Hack.
Yeah.
And then...
Yeah.
Oh.
T-Hack's more narcissistic. Who's the most... Okay, never mind. Who's the second... Who's the second most narcissistic person in this room?
I don't know.
It's probably Aaron.
Yeah, probably.
Damn it. So it is us.
Yeah.
What does it say about the people... We can skip over the why are the sci-fi people narcissistic? I don't understand. What does it mean? Nobody's read it, so I'm just putting everybody to the test.
They always ask why it's narcissistic about them.
No.
They may engage in geek culture in order to maintain narcissistic self-views, the great fantasy migration hypothesis, to fulfill belongingness needs.
Slacker doesn't know
and
any of those words.
Needs for creative expression. No, I don't understand what this means.
Here's why I like it. Lightsabers.
Yeah. Sonic screwdrivers. I like that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
the two people who just moved into the same small town after high school, after being apart for 20 years, gonna fall in love, and he seems like a total D-bag, and then eventually by the end of the movie, he's gonna catch her as she falls off a roof or something, and they're gonna stare lovingly into each other's eyes and go like, Hallmark. That's... Dude, you're saying my stuff is stupid?
No.
My stuff is dope. Yeah, because you don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Oh my God, who's going to win?
Yeah.
Right. But in yours, literally every single rom-com has the same beginning, middle, and end.
And every one of your movies has the dark and the light.
No, they don't. Okay, they do. But what it says about you, this is why this entire thing, we either have to believe in this whole study and believe that Aaron and I are narcissists, which I believe you guys think that.
Yep.
But then T-Hack is a bag of energy.
Yeah. That makes sense.
More of a ball of energy.
And
Steve believes in true.
Slacker and Steve.
I got a story of people who just wanted to have relations and they almost got arrested for robbery.
Wow, that's a
can happen.
Emotional roller coaster.
Yes, it is, sir.
My story, it's either a guy with a shotgun or a guy playing air guitar.
Mm.
Let's find out together.
Slacker and Steve's stories of stupendous stupidity.
My story comes out of rural Minnesota.
Come on!
Yeah.
Those people are idiots.
Okay, wait, that's where I'm from.
I know! That's what I was saying.
Apparently a person called in and said they saw some suspicious elderly man walking down the side of a road with a shotgun.
That's no good.
Right? So an officer was dispatched to go check it out. Eventually found the guy who fit the description, but he didn't have a shotgun per se. It turned out he was just getting his daily walk-in, had a walking stick with him.
Oh, a walking stick. That's almost exactly the same thing as a shotgun.
But why did he try to hide it? He told cops he likes listening to music on his walks. Eventually admitted he was playing air guitar when the person drove by. His knee-jerk reaction was to stop and hide his stick.
I don't want anybody to see me.
Exactly.
Air guitar is a Def Leppard.
That's why he seemed to be suspicious. No word on what band he was listening to on his walk, but yeah.
Step inside! Walk his way! Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. My story does not come out of Florida either. But it does come from Germany! Yeah! So two teenagers wanted to go get some relations raincoats.
Oh, okay.
Because they wanted to do the nasty. But they were too embarrassed to go into the store to buy the raincoats. So they put on ski masks.
What?
They thought it'd be a good idea to hide their identity and go into the store with ski masks on to buy the raincoats for their junk. What happened then was, they dispatched everyone. They're like, it's a robbery at the raincoat store. Get to the chopper. Get down.
It's not a tumor, it's a condom.
Yeah, the policeman thought they were robbing the place. Teams came out like, no, man, we're just a little embarrassed.
That's awful.
Like, never mind, we didn't rob anybody. Can we go have relations now?
No! Get down!
Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.